Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Watch out for Pitt, a team with NCAA bubble trouble. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Carolina goes back to action Saturday at Pitt, a trap game that is more important to the Panthers than the Tar Heels. Pitt is 16-9 with only a few quality wins. That puts Pitt squarely on the NCAA tournament bubble, with UNC a prime target for its postseason resume. And with a week off and all the attention on the death of Dean Smith, the Heels have every reason for a flat start. Pitt is similar to Carolina, using 8 or 9 plays a game with quality inside play from Michael Young and Jamel Artis. The Panthers used their size and bulk to upset Notre Dame at home 3 days after the Irish had beaten Duke in South Bend. And in Carolina's last game, the opponent was smallish BC, with not nearly the inside presence of this opponent. Keep an eye on sophomore forward Isaiah Hicks, who had his career college game against the Eagles. On the road in the ACC is never easy, and attention has been building toward UNC's third straight road game, Wednesday night at Duke. It is really important for 8-3 Carolina to be 9-3 in the ACC going to Durham, with the Blue Devils favored in their own dangerous road game at Syracuse Saturday night. The Tar Heels have to keep pace with the Dukies to remain in the top four in the ACC standings so they can get a bye into Thursday's quarterfinals of the conference tournament. Losses at Pitt and Duke, with trips left to Georgia Tech and Miami, and the March 7th rematch with the Blue Devils would not leave Carolina in prime position for that top four finish. At 18-6, UNC is comfortably in the NCAA tournament, barring a total collapse down the stretch. But February has long been considered the great barometer for the postseason and seeds in the big dance. Few teams that falter in February can get it together for a solid run in March and March Madness. Conversely, some good teams become great teams by building momentum down the stretch. A loss tomorrow at high noon would be Carolina's third in the last four games, but a win would run its ACC road record to 5-1 and give the team renewed confidence with Cameron Indoor Stadium coming up in 4 days. The Tar Heels had better be ready for a physical battle and a hostile crowd in Pittsburgh, because that is what they will get, and that is the test they need to pass to become a championship-caliber basketball team. This is Archansky. See ya.